This is Joe Ferrillo, and welcome to the weekly sermon from Amwell Church of the Brethren. We are located at 40 Sandbrook Headquarters Road in Surgeonsville, New Jersey.
This week's message is presented by Deacon Mark Smith.
Our sermon this morning is entitled, Are You in the Know? In this day's age, everybody's an expert on everything, and nobody really knows nothing much. The old saying is that if you don't believe in God, you'll probably fall for anything that comes along. We have a heart-shaped, Our hearts have a vacuum. In that vacuum, we fill it with things. And we're either going to fill it with Jesus Christ, or we're going to fill it with things. Things that money, power, prestige, things that are of value in this world, but not much value in heaven. The sermon is taken from John chapter 10, verses 27 through 29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. If there is anything this postmodern culture that we live in is sure of, is that you cannot be absolutely sure of anything. You can believe in many things. You can be passionate about a lot of things, but nothing can be known absolutely, especially in the area of spirituality and morality. I discovered this quote by Gandhi, and it serves to emphasize the almost universal uncertainty that is associated with religious beliefs of any kind. When he was asked why he tried to persuade people of his political beliefs, but not his religious beliefs, he said, "In the realm of political and social and economic, we can be sufficiently certain to convert. But in the realm of religion, there is not sufficient certainty to convert anybody, and therefore there can be no conversions in religion." In another quote by Albert Einstein, who's one of the most brilliant scientists who've ever lived, he said, "Certainly there is a God. Any man who doesn't believe in a cosmic force is a fool, but we could never know him." The postmodern view of God is that is, if there is a God, is that nothing is certain can be known about God. And you certainly cannot know him personally. Let me make a concession here. If the Bible is not God's word, and if God has not spoken it to us, and revealed it in himself through his word, then the postmodernist is absolutely right. The Bible says you can know two things about the postmodernist says you can't. First of all, it says that you can know God and know him personally. God himself said this to prophet Jeremiah, and this is what our Lord said. In Jeremiah 9, chapter 23-24, thus saith the Lord, "Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, and that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness. In the earth, within these things I delight, saith the Lord." The second thing the Bible says is that you can know God eternally. That is, you can have a relationship with God, which can never be broken. That is exactly what Jesus said in the passage that we're going to study today. John 10, verse 27 through 29, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Now, if the biblical worldview is true, then we can know God personally. We can know God eternally, and we can know that we know God now and forever. Now, if the biblical word, biblical worldview is true, then we can know God personally. According to Jesus Christ, there are three truths that we can know for absolute certainty, or absolutely life-changing. First, I can know that I have a personal relationship with God. I realize that I am dealing today with a topic that is relevant for every person here, whether you are a follower of Christ or whether you are not a follower of Christ. Some of you have this problem today, and some of you will have this problem tomorrow, and it is the problem of doubt. There are some of you that doubt that you have a personal relationship with God, and there are some of you here who doubt the very existence of God. Perhaps you doubt the Bible is the Word of God. Maybe you have been struggling with this whole issue of God in your life, and you have cried out for help, and you don't feel like you've gotten an answer, and you feel like when you talk to heaven, nobody's home. Let me just say up front that I have been where you are and where some of you are. When I was still in high school, my faith was challenged by a philosopher of sorts who asked me some questions that I couldn't answer. For the first time in my life, I began to doubt the very existence of God, having been brought up in a Roman Catholic church and having learned religion by rote and repetition. I began to doubt the reality of Jesus Christ. I began to doubt the truth of what I had been told about the Bible. Let me in on a little secret. There's a spiritual virus that's been going around for Christianity for 2,000 years, and that is the virus of doubt. If you live long enough, you will catch it. I want you to understand that there is nothing wrong with doubt. Many people think that doubt is the opposite of faith, but it's not. The opposite of faith is unbelief. There's a big difference between refusing to believe something and doubting something. If you have even an ounce of doubt that you do have a personal relationship with God, or that you can have one, Jesus Christ speaks directly to the issue and begins by saying, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You may or may not know that Jesus was called both the Good Shepherd and the Great Shepherd. He referred to his followers as sheep, and just as a shepherd is a personal relationship with his flock, we can have a personal relationship with the Son of God. Do you notice that he said, "My sheep hear my voice"? It is incredible how even a small toddler can pick up the voice of his mother or his father in a big crowd of people. One of the marks that you have a true relationship with God is that you have an ear and a heart, and it is turned toward the Word and toward His will. One of the marks that you know God, is that your heart is pitched to His Word. Your heart is pitched to His will. In other words, Jesus Christ becomes the source of security in your life. Jesus went on to say, "I know them." And He knows not only who His sheep are, but He knows His sheep personally. He goes on to say in 1 John 10:14, "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and are known of mine." Jesus makes a bold statement. He says not only does He know His sheep, but He says His sheep know Him. The whole world can be divided up into three categories of people. There are people who do not know anything about Christ, people who know something about Jesus Christ, and people who know Jesus Christ. Even if you were in the first category, when you walked in, you're now no longer in that category because I just told you about Him. There's a huge difference between knowing about Jesus Christ and knowing Jesus. I heard of a Bible college president who had been in the Oval Office with the President of the United States. In fact, he had been with the President on 4 different occasions. And on all 4 times, believe it or not, the President recognized who his professor was. Of course, his professor also recognized who he was. And if you go to the professor's office, you will find some pictures of him with the President, along with a letter that is framed from the President. The professor summed up his presidential visit with this statement. He says, I will let you in on a little secret. I don't know the President, and he doesn't know me. We do not really have a personal relationship. You can have a personal relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Let me just make one clarification. Jesus went on to say about those who really know Him, they follow me, in John 10:27. Not everyone who says they have a personal relationship in God really do, because those that do His will consistently live like it. That is why I just want to stop and say it's so important for those of us who claim to have a relationship with God to live like it and talk like it and walk like it and model it. Because not everyone who says they have a relationship with God really does. Second point. I can know I have a permanent relationship with God. Jesus goes on to say in verse 28, and I give eternal life to them. Every word of the statement is crucial to your understanding of the kind of relationship God wants to establish with you. The stability and the strength of your relationship with God does not depend on what you do for Him. It depends on what He has already done for you. That is why Jesus said, I give you eternal life. If eternal life is earned by being good, then it can be lost by being bad. Do you see that eternal life is something that we are given right now? Once you establish a relationship with God, Jesus did not say, and I will give you eternal life to them. He said, I give them eternal life. Eternal life is not something you can get when you die. It is something that you receive the moment you place your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. John 3:36 says, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Notice it is eternal life. You don't know what the word eternal means. It means forever. Think about this. If you have a relationship with God for today, but 5 years later somehow the relationship with God has ended, then you didn't have eternal life. If you have 5 years, Jesus does not give up 5 year or 10 year or 100 year or even 1,000 year life. He gives eternal life. The very nature of the spiritual life that God gives us, eternal, and the very source of that life, God Himself, forbids us ever thinking that a saved person can ever be lost, or that a person who has the relationship with God today can lose that relationship with God tomorrow. If you have ever bought anything expensive, such as a new car or television or washing dryer, then know that there are 5 words that can make you weep. Those words are, the warranty is run out. When you establish a relationship to God, it is put under divine warranty, and His warranty never runs out. That is why Jesus goes on to say in verse 28, and they shall never perish. I know you don't know the Greek language, and you don't need to, but in the Greek language in which the New Testament was written, there are actually 4 words for the word never. One word means not at all. The next word means place, time, or purpose. The next word means male or female, and the last word means perpetually and eternally. When you put all these words together, what Jesus really said was this, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall not at all in any place, at any time, for any purpose, whether they are male or female, perpetually and eternally ever perish. When you come to God by faith and receive forgiveness for your sins, surrender your life to Him and let Him establish His relationship with you. It is a permanent relationship. Third point, I can know I have a protected relationship with God. I know that those of us who already have a relationship with God, and or those of us who might have like to have one, would love to believe that our relationship with God is permanent. But how do we really know it? What or who can make a relationship like that permanent? It's one thing to be safe, it is another thing to be secure. We have a God-given guarantee that once we have a relationship with God, it is a protected relationship that no one can break. Listen to what Jesus goes on to say in verses 28 and 29. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given it to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. John 10:28-29. Jesus tells us that we are actually in the double grip. We have a double wall of security. We are in the Son's grip, and we are in the Son's grip as He's in the Father's grip. Too many people think that the relationship with God and the security of the relationship is based on their holding on to God, but is really based on His holding on to you. Do you know what that means? It means that your relationship is just as secure as with God Himself. That is why Jesus ends by saying these words, "My Father who has given to me is greater than all." We already know that the Bible says that salvation is God's gift to us. Did you know that once you receive the salvation, you become a gift of God to His Son? Once God gives His Son anything, He never takes it back. Listen to these words as we put these two verses together. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will certainly not cast out. This is the will of Him who sent me, that of all that He has given me, I lose nothing, but I rise it up on the last day. John 6:37-39. Now we get to the bottom line about God, the relationship to God, our knowledge of God and life itself. Even though a biblical worldview tells me that there is truth and that all truth is God's truth, and that I can know both God and truth, the truth of the matter is that I can only know this by faith. It is faith that makes us an informed decision based on the overwhelming evidence of the truth of His Word. If we had 100% of the answers to 100% of our questions, we would never need faith. Hear this next statement. We don't have to know everything to know some things for certain. We know that we need to know. God has given us exactly what we need to know based on what God has given to us and what we can know. We can follow Jesus Christ and have 100% confidence that our eternity is going to be spent with Him in heaven. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this time we've spent together looking at Your Word. Father, we ask that You would bless this Word to our hearts and to our minds, and that we may indeed take it and use it for the furtherance of Your kingdom. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Audio files, CDs, and notes of our weekly services are available on our website, www.amwell.org. or by calling 609-397-4842 and ask for CDs by the title or by guest speaker. Please don't forget to leave your name, address, and phone number.